With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. While Democrats are convening in Chicago for their national convention, the Republican ticket for president and vice president went to the battleground state of Pennsylvania to campaign. GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump says Kamala Harris's proposals to curb illegal immigration will have the opposite effect.
Come to America, live the American dream. We'll give your children free schooling. We'll give you free health care. We'll give you pensions. We'll put you into Social Security. This is why people are pouring into our country. And that's a very dangerous, in the caravans, that's a very dangerous trip.
While at a campaign event in Philadelphia, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says America is at a pivotal point with this election.
We've got the best people, we've got the best workers, we've got the best natural resources, and the most beautiful country anywhere in the world. America is ready to be unleashed. But to do that, we've got to kick out Kamala Harris and bring back Donald J. Trump.
Speaking with reporters in Tel Aviv today, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu has signed on to a U.S.-backed plan for a ceasefire with Hamas.
He confirmed to me that Israel accepts the bridging proposal, that he supports it. It's now incumbent on Hamas to do the same. And then the parties, with the help of the mediators, the United States, Egypt, and Qatar, have to come together and complete the process of reaching clear understandings about how they'll implement the commitments that they've made under this agreement.
Secretary Blinken is scheduled to travel to Egypt and Qatar on Tuesday. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 236 points, the NASDAQ rose 245, the S&P advanced 54. This is SRN News. A popular evangelist issues an invitation.
Greg Laurie, host of the annual Harvest Crusade in California, says he's glad to hear that Elon Musk and Richard Dawkins consider themselves to be cultural Christians. So Laurie is inviting the tech billionaire and the prominent British atheist to take the next step and become real Christians. In a new video message, the pastor says, quote, I would encourage both of them and anybody else who identifies himself as a cultural Christian to come into a relationship with Christ himself, being a real Christian. That's the ultimate answer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa abortion providers are opting to dismiss their lawsuit against the state since the Iowa Supreme Court allowed a new pro-life law to be enforced. The suit's dismissal comes weeks after the law took effect, prohibiting most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The state's high court ruling reiterated there's no constitutional right to an abortion. This is SRN News. A stunning new report claims that Saudi's crown prince forged his father's signature to go to war. We hear more on the story from correspondent Karen Chamas reporting from London.
A former Saudi official has said that the kingdom's crown prince Mohammed bin Salman forged his father's signature on the Yemen war decree. Saad al-Jabri, a former Saudi intelligence official, made the claim in a BBC interview. He said an official linked to the Saudi Interior Ministry that he described as credible and reliable confirmed to him that Prince Mohammed bin Salman forged his father's signature for a royal decree declaring war against Yemen's Houthi rebels. Saudi Arabia did not immediately respond to a request for comment over the allegations, which al-Jabri has made without supporting evidence. However, the kingdom has described him as a discredited former government official. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.